the news, according to me. Topical Tuesday ahead of us. We got Topical Tuesday here. We've got a lot of stuff to cover today. I'm going to be talking about an interesting thought I had, and I think it's worth talking about in the political realm. And let's going to jump right into it, because it's basically, this is the whole thing. I keep hearing people talking about the Hunter Biden issue. We're going to go over that a little bit. The Hunter Biden issue is one that was, you know, everybody knows now that this whole thing was swept under the rug. The news media did not cover anything before the election. In fact, they got to the point where they were dismissing it. It was debunked. It was Russian interference. It was Russian propaganda. Eric Swalwell was one of the big people coming out about that. Oh, it's Russian, all Russian propaganda. And in fact, his story, his whole thing of the Chinese spy, it was all leaked by the Russians that he was sleeping with a Chinese spy, allegedly. I don't know. He can sue me if he wants. I don't know. I don't care. So this whole thing, you know, this whole thing about Hunter Biden and the Bidens. Now, let's just take a step back and talk about this. This didn't just happen in a vacuum. Okay. Joe Biden and his son and his brother and a couple other relatives, I'm not going to get into those. The two main ones that are being investigated are his son, Hunter, and his brother. I can't remember what his name is at the moment. It's Paul or something like that. So what is the one common denominator between the two of them? Is Joe. If it wasn't for Joe being the vice president or for being a senator, being involved in government, neither one of those two would have the opportunities that they had to do the things that they were doing. And the things that they were doing were criminal activities. You cannot tell me, at least in the case of Hunter, that Joe didn't know what was going on. Now, today, the way he is today, he doesn't know what's going on. I don't think he even knows anything that's going on right now. I mean, he's probably a little more cognitive than we give him credit for. I mean, he can at least read and get around. But I think he's definitely having issues. And I only say this, it's not fun. It's not funny or it's not fun because I've seen this happen in my own family. So it's not something I want to see happen in anybody's family. But at the same time, I'm not, you know, pushing my family member to run for president or public office or anything outside of memory care facility. So it's one of those things where here's the way I see it setting up. And this is, I think that it's a trap. This is what I call the Hunter Biden trap that I think that people are falling for on the right. They are going to go after him. Now, see, this whole Hunter Biden thing has been going on for almost 2 years. The investigation was known about. The whole laptop thing was known about. The FBI had Hunter's laptop since last December. Then Rudy Giuliani gets a hold of the thing and turns it into local officials in a State Department, and that gets turned over to the FBI. So it's this crazy thing of they keep giving it to the one agency that should be looking into this stuff and investigating, and it doesn't go anywhere. It just stops. I think I've talked about this before in a podcast. I can talk today. And what they do a lot of times, and this is when people get into public offices, and this is what has happened with the deep state. This is what it's become. The deep state and nefarious people within the deep state have learned how to control politicians. And what they'll do is they'll launch an investigation, and then they'll conveniently say, there's nothing to see here. They'll cover it up, or they'll say, you know, the investigator can't comment because it's an ongoing investigation. So they'll use the ongoing investigation to protect people by saying, we can't comment because there's an ongoing investigation. Even the people involved can say, well, I'm not allowed to comment because it's an ongoing investigation. So it provides protection, it provides cover for these criminals. And what happens is they dig up. So this gives them the right to dig up all kinds of dirt on these people. Then they sit back and they say, nothing to see here. Like when Comey came out and talked about Hillary. Nope, we investigated it. Nothing to see. It's closed. Oh, yep. Oh, we got something to investigate. Oh, nope. Yep. Now we don't. It's all done with the purpose of manipulation and control. That's my theory. I'm not saying it's this way absolutely, but I'm looking at, you know, I've been around long enough to see how things work. And these people know that if they've got something on you, they can control you because your political career is so important. This is why they had such a hard time controlling Trump. When Comey went to talk to Trump on, what was it, a couple days after he was sworn in, went over to talk to him and showed him the dossier with the Russian story. I'm not even going to talk about it. It's so stupid. So they had this story on him, and he shows it to him. This wasn't a, hey, look what's out there. You know, can you verify this? Or look what's happening out there. This was a shakedown. This was a deal where, hey, we got this dirt on you, so you better behave, or we're going to make it public. And of course, Comey would never give it to the press. He would give it to his friend to give it to the press with the express expectation and purpose of leaking it to the press. That's the same. That's no different than I'm going to put a stamp on it and mail it to the press. Oh, I didn't give it to the press. I gave it to the mailman. His intention was that it got to the press, just like when he leaked his notes from his meeting with Trump to his buddy so that could go to the press. But he didn't feel... And this guy's an ethics professor. He's an ethics professor. That's what he taught when he was a professor. He's also worked for Boeing and done all kinds of things and made all kinds of money. And I know how all that works too, because I've been involved in aviation and I know what goes on there with the FAA and all that stuff. And of course, then you had the 737 MAX and all that stuff is going on. There's a lot of politics going on behind the scenes and a lot of money greasing a lot of palms. You know, there's no big surprise that Comey is a multimillionaire and got paid a lot of money when he worked at Boeing. So here is this big, I'm not going to call any names. So here's the problem. Getting back to the Hunter Biden story, I'm, in case you didn't know, I do have ADD. So I occasionally would go off on other topics. So I have to keep this in front of me right here on my screen while I'm talking, or otherwise I'll get off track and I'll go down some bunny rabbit hole trail. So this is what I think. The left, especially the mainstream media and the left, the leftists, the radical left, they want Biden gone. They're trying to figure out how they're going to get him out of office. Look what Nancy Pelosi did with the whole 25th Amendment thing, with the whole, you know, how we have to figure out how we're going to get rid of a president who's incapacitated. We got to make preparations for that. You watch. They want to get Kamala in there. Carmella, I call her Carmella. And because they want to have the first woman president and also the first black president, because it's all about the identity politics thing. They don't care about whether the person's qualified or not. It's all about skin color and gender. So that's what they want in there. They want that in office because they want that trophy on their little pedestal of saying that they're the ones who put the first half black person in office, as well as the first half black female in office as well. She's part Indian, and she's half brown, half black, I guess. I don't know. You tell me the definitions of all that stuff, cuz I lose track of it. It's one thing and a year later it's something else. So Carmella is who they want to get into office. She is even more pliable and more radical than Joe is. So this is my opinion. It makes them look good regardless of how this turns out. If they can put and encourage the right to go after Biden and impeach him or to try to push him out, Then it makes the right look like the big, mean monsters who got the old, that picked on the old guy and pushed him out of office. That takes all of the badness off of their hands, the badness. It takes all of the exculpatory act. Oh, I don't know if that's right. That's not even the right word. I'm looking for a word here. Help me out. I need a word. Somebody give me a word. It takes all of the culpability out of their hands and puts it into the Republicans' hands. They can blame the Republicans for going after Joe Biden. And then they get to be the ones who, oh, look, we got this female black person as our president now. Oh, isn't this going to be wonderful? And she'll be crowned with many crowns, and that she will be able to do no wrong, just like Obama when he was in office. You can't question anything he's doing, otherwise you're a racist. Now you're a racist and a misogynist. So she can do whatever she wants and get away with it. This is what they're really looking for, because she will be beyond reproach, just like what Obama was. And that's what they want. They want somebody that they can't touch, otherwise you get called the racist name, the R name. So this is the trap we're falling into, in my opinion, on the right, is that we are trying to get rid of Joe, and we're forgetting about the fact that the next one up in line is going to be. Now, if Joe makes it to Inauguration Day, this is all assuming that Joe's going to be there, that they're actually not going to reverse this election issue. And folks, I got to tell you, I have not given up on the idea that this is all over. I know I've got some friends, and we'll talk about Andrew Klavan later. I used to listen to him all the time. I've stopped listening to him now. I just don't. There's some things he's been saying lately that just call into question. And he's a brother. I believe he's a believer. But I have some issues with some of the things he's been saying. And he's a brilliant man. But I think he's really off on some things. And so I'm just going to leave it at that. But this is what my opinion of the day is. Normally on Topical Tuesday, I was planning on having like a topic about the Constitution and talking about things like that. But this was pretty pressing and just on my mind, and I just needed to get it off my chest. So later on today, we're going to have some more discussions. And one of those discussions, if I can pull my notes up here, I don't know what happened to my notes. Where'd they go? There they are. So later on today, we're going to go more into some other things, generally just, where's my notes for today? Yeah, Barr stepping down, that whole thing, the 4-year special counsel that Durham's going to do, the Michigan provisional electors that were banned from the state house. There are the other states that actually have provisional electors now that they put in place, and the current, the Dominion machines, the edit or the audit that was done on the Dominion machines. As well as the executive order, which is coming up here on the 18th, this Friday, executive order, which is 45 days from the election, and the Mike Flynn speech over the weekend, the Biden impeachment trap, I think I talked about today. Those are the things that are coming up later on today. I'm going to just pop in occasionally. I probably have 2 or 3 episodes today that we'll discuss some of these issues and see how it goes. And I'll maybe give some commentary on anything that Rush might be talking about. That's about it. And I listened to Brian Kilmeade a little bit this morning. Pretty much everybody's talking, just saying, oh, just give it up. It's time to give it up. I'm sorry, but I'm not letting this just go by without saying something about it, at least. That's the very least we can do, is say something about it. Just absolutely ridiculous. The Epoch Times did a really good expose. I think the guy's name is Josh. It's about an hour and a half long expose on what happened with this election and how Dominion's tied to the Chinese Communist Party and other things that are going on with the Tides Foundation and what's happening with that whole thing. So it's very, very well done, very well documented, and it is extremely damning in terms of what happened with this election, and we cannot let this go by. We just can't let it pass. So, there you go. That's the show, and I guess thank you for listening once again. And if there's any place to comment that you can see on your whatever you're watching this on or listening to this too on, feel free to make sure you comment ask questions, or you can email me at epicvideosaboutnothing@gmail.com. Once again, thanks for listening, and thanks for being a subscriber. Have a great day.